Good morning, Grace Community Church. Today is Monday of Easter week, 2021. The Lord is with us. Welcome to this Easter week audio devotional. We're calling it The People of the Cross and the Empty Tomb. When we talk about Easter week, we're referring specifically to that last week of Jesus' life, the week that we remember, the last week of his life, where he entered Jerusalem. During the week of Jewish Passover celebration, it's called the Triumphal Entry, and he did a lot of teaching that week and interacting with people. That week really ended with the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, and then the first day of the following week, he was raised from the dead by the power of God. This is what we call Easter week. It's our remembrance of it, and we're going to have an Easter week audio devotional, as I said, called The People of the Cross and the Empty Tomb. I would encourage you to sometime this week, or really beginning today, every day this week, read some of that final week of Jesus' life from one of the Gospels. Now, you may be new to the Bible, so just quick overview here of how this works. The Gospels refer to the four books in the Bible that give us the story, the message, the account of the birth and the ministry and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They're unique books in the Bible. They're combination of history and teaching and biography and theology. It's a narrative account with a lot of teaching mixed in there that all point to one message, and that is the good news of Jesus Christ. And those four books are called Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if you look at them, you'll notice that Matthew, Mark, and Luke have a lot of similar material. That's why we call them the Synoptic Gospels. John is unique among the four. They're all four beautiful accounts of the life of Jesus. They're not different stories. They're four different accounts of the same story, and the story is about Jesus. So I would encourage you to start reading that this week. It's very easy to find. Just look in any of those four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and you'll find a heading that says the Triumphal Entry that marks the final week, and start reading from there on to the end of the book. Well, this is Monday, and it is the first day for us of this audio devotional that we're calling The People of the Cross and the Empty Tomb. And so I want to start with the gospel of the cross and the empty tomb. What is the gospel? We need to think about that even before we can think about being the people of the gospel. So let me read a Bible passage from 1 Corinthians 15 about the gospel. This is the Apostle Paul. And he said, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel, the main message, the central truth of God to us about his son Jesus." And he says that he preached this gospel and they received it. It's the gospel in which you stand, by which you're being saved, if you hold fast the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. And then here it is. "For I delivered to you as of first importance," the single most important message of all, he delivered to them. And he said, "What?" It's the message that he also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. So there it is. I mean, it's such a short, compact sentence about the gospel, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. And that little phrase, "in accordance with the scriptures," means that God planned this from all of eternity, and that he showed the prophets, even before Jesus came to die and was raised, he showed the prophets it was going to happen. They wrote it down in a form of prophecy, and people were anticipating the coming of some Messiah, though a lot of misunderstanding around it, but still God had revealed that his son would come, his Savior, his Messiah would come to die and be raised. And then Jesus came and fulfilled that scripture. And here's that message, that he died, was buried, and was raised. Now, the first thing you need to understand about the gospel, I'm going to give it to us today in three points: events, spiritual realities, and calling. And here's the first one. The gospel is about events. These things happened. Jesus really did die, because he's the Son of God who took humanity to himself, which means he came in a human body through a birth. He lived on earth, and he really did die. He died on a cross, and then 3 days later, he was raised from the dead. So you could put that on a calendar. These are not just events that are mythical. The gospel is not just a good idea. These things really happen, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But those events mean something. And that's why we refer to the gospel as spiritual realities. The gospel is events and the spiritual realities that come from those events. So the history actually produced a reality for us with God in relation to God. And here it is. We can say that the gospel is about forgiveness. Why? Because Jesus actually died for our sins. He, sinless, the Son of God, went to the cross as a way of taking our sin, the wrath of God against our sin, the punishment for our sin on himself. And he bore that wrath. He paid that penalty. He served the death sentence for us so that when we have faith in Jesus, we trust in him. What he did on the cross applies to us, so our sins are paid for. We are now forgiven. You see, that's the spiritual reality that comes from the actual event of Jesus' death. And there are other realities, the reconciliation to God, because our sins are no longer a barrier. We stand justified before God, pardoned of sin, made right with God. We are now adopted into God's family as his children. So think of the spiritual reality that comes from the event of the cross and the resurrection. The resurrection verified that what Jesus did on the cross in history was true and real and accomplished something. The resurrection also means that by faith in Christ, we too, as Jesus was raised from the dead, we are raised spiritually so that we can now live new lives with new power, and we will be raised as Christ was in the future. So these are just some of the spiritual realities that come from the events of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So events, spiritual realities, and then the gospel is a call. It's a personal call. This message comes to us, calling us to faith and repentance, calling us to repentance from everything that we've ever trusted, repentance from a lifestyle of self-dominations, you know, self-direction, a life of sin, a life of living our own way, going our own destructive path, a life of rebellion, a life of arrogance and pride, a life of idolatry, repentance, turning from that to a life of faith, trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. It's a personal call. So the gospel of the cross and the empty tomb is a gospel of actual events that happened. It's a gospel, a message of spiritual realities that come from those events, that we can be saved before God, forgiven, reconciled, justified, new people, new power, future hope. And then it's a gospel of a personal calling to each one of us to repent and turn to Christ and trust him and follow him. When we do, we become a part of that people of the cross and the empty tomb, and we are now commissioned to live in local congregations that give a testimony to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's a beautiful gospel. We start with it today on this Monday of Easter week. Let me encourage you today to, first of all, just think about the gospel. What have you believed the gospel to be? Maybe you've heard that word for years, or maybe you've heard it but not heard it in the context of a church and it's new to you. What do you believe the gospel to be? Is the gospel a message about what you do? Or is it a message about what Christ has done for you and for us? Is the gospel about bettering yourself? Is it about taking on a set of religious rules and observances? Or is it about becoming a nice person with an image of being nice? What is the gospel to you? What has it been? Because here we see the gospel's not about us. It's about what Christ has done. But think on these things. Think also, what has defined your life? What has been directing your life? Is it following Jesus, the one who died and was raised from the dead? In other words, is your life defined by the gospel? So think on those things. What have you believed the gospel to be? And is the gospel defining your life? Is it the essence of your salvation and your faith and your trust? Well, read 1 Corinthians 15 today. and begin reading one of those four Gospels at the point where it says the triumphal entry, and just start reading every day and ask the Lord to show you Christ, to open your eyes to who Jesus is, and to open your eyes more deeply to the power and the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ, how kind he is, how good he is, how gracious Christ has been to come into this world, to die for your sins, to be raised for your life. Father in heaven, we pray this day, this Monday, of a week where our congregation and churches around the world really are thinking about the gospel, thinking about the cross, thinking about the resurrection. This is our prayer, that you would awaken us at Grace Community Church. Awaken us to the beauty and the power and the kindness and the mercy of Jesus on the cross and Jesus of the empty tomb. Awaken us to repentance and faith. And that, Father, you would do that for many, many people who don't know you, our family members, our neighbors, and even some who attend our congregation, the people of our city. Let there be an awakening, a coming to life by the power of the Spirit as the gospel is preached this week. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.